people you saw while living in Washington, did you meet J. Edgar Hoover?
Yes, I did. When we had finished our cryptanalysis studies and everything, and then we were actually working on the codes and deciphering everything, we all had a nice reception, and he shook our hands, and I've never had such a good handshake in my life. He's a real strong man. He congratulated us all, and he talked to us, and that's how I met him. It was graduation from my studies.
Was he a personable, outgoing person?
Yes. I liked him real well. Everybody liked him. Later years, they say things about him. I wonder if it's true, but it wasn't true in wartime. One thing that he did, when he was asked to be director of the FBI, he says, "I do not want my employees to be on civil service." Once you're on civil service and you work for the government, if you've worked there for 3 years and you're okayed, they can't fire you. He says, "I want to be able to have people who are reliable and follow the rules." So one day when we got to work, there was a note on this gentleman's desk that he needed to report to his superior and to clean out his desk, and we wondered what happened. We found out that some of these books like these, you could check them out from the FBI, and so he took one home, and on the way home, he stopped at a shoe store to get a new pair of shoes, and he left that book there. The man who owned the shoe shop called the FBI, and they came and got the book, and of course, they knew it had been checked out to this man, and they said, well, if he was so careless that he couldn't keep track of a book, he was not an employee. So he actually was fired, and that's what J. Edgar Hoover wanted to do. He wanted to have people who were reliable. Now, when I went, there were very few women who worked for the FBI. They all had to be men. I know a lot of people, when I say I work for the FBI, they think I was an agent. There were no women agents at all when I worked there. But all the ones that were highly trained in intelligence, the Army and the Navy and the Marines and everybody took them, and so that's why they had to have women come in to help break the codes, because a lot of the men were in the armed services.
We should point out you have a book here, and I'm holding this book, FBI Peace and War, by Frederick Collins, and inside is written, "Best Wishes, J. Edgar Hoover."
Mm-hmm.
Were you there for the signing of that?
Yes.
Did you saw him sign that?
Mm-hmm.
Did he give you this, or were you buying it?
I bought it. He was a real nice person, I thought. And the thing is, living in Washington, D.C. during wartime, Eisenhower came back for some sort of a meeting. There was a parade for him, and Roosevelt died during the time I was there, and they pulled the caisson down this street. They wouldn't let us off of work, but we went up at the top of the building when it was due to come by. No building in Washington, D.C. is any higher than the Washington Monument, so it's only about like 5 or 6 floors. We could walk up there, and we could watch the procession go by as long as we got to see Roosevelt's caisson, and then we had to go back to work. We weren't allowed to do a lot of things.
What building was it that you were working
in? The Justice Department building.
What street was that?
Well, it's the one that when they are inaugurated and they go down to the White House, it was on Independence.